It was a Sunday evening, and a convoy of cars were returning from a cottage up in Otter Lake after a fun weekend away. I was riding shotgun in the trailing vehicle, enjoying what amounted to be a peaceful ride along the countryside. Suddenly, out from some bushes to the left of the lead car came a rabbit. No, not the Easter Bunny kids, just a plain old run-of-the-mill rabbit who darted across the oncoming lane and very nearly made it across our lane when the little furry fellow met his untimely demise. It was quick, unquestionable, and although I'm sure his dispatch was as painless as it was swift, it still exuded a guttural and collective ooh from all within our vehicle. Onward went the convoy without so much as a hiccup, and we made it home safely, securely, and still with plenty of daylight. Daylight that would prove handy for all of us to inspect the lead vehicle, whose driver adamantly denied ever coming close to Elmer Fudding good old Bugs. Alas, with little effort, we found our proof. There, firmly nestled on the rear fender, was an oh-so-soft tuft of rabbit fur, proving without a doubt what all five passengers of our car had been claiming. One of those passengers just happened to be the young son of the driver of the lead car, and without stopping to think of the possible repercussions and how deeply I might scar this 11-year-old boy. I know. Cut me some slack, eh? I was still nearly a decade away from having kids of my own, so who knew? Anyway, I leaned over, nudged him, and let slip, "Psst, your mommy killed the Easter Bunny." And he laughed till he almost cried and proceeded to jump up and down, repeating over and over, "My mommy killed the Easter Bunny! My mommy killed the Easter Bunny!" Now, my good friend Johnny Lowry, the driver of our vehicle and quite possibly my most loyal fan, said to me, "Luke, you gotta write a song about that one." And so by breakfast the next morning, I had written this little ditty, aptly named The Easter Bunny Song. I'm Luke Normand. Thanks for listening.
I saw a pretty bunny the other day, hopping with his basket to and fro, up and down the road on his merry way, till mommy decided to go to the store. I heard daddy say, "Dear, you better slow down, you really should take more care. There's lots of little kitties running all around, and watch out for that little hare." Then I heard mommy say, "What little bunny?" as the car lunged over a hill. And that's when mommy saw the Easter Bunny in her rear view mirror, laying still. Yes, my mommy killed the Easter Bunny, my mommy killed him dead. My daddy laughed, but it wasn't funny, as the tires crushed his head. Now you can't imagine how I felt like a fool. No, no, don't laugh, it wasn't funny, when I had to stand in front of the whole damn school and admit, yes, it was my mommy who killed the Easter Bunny. Now I'm all grown up, I've got a wife and a little boy of my own. He seems to be happy leading a normal life, but he'd rather stay at home. When we go out on Sunday afternoons to visit his dear old granny, he says, "I don't ever want to see that old coot, 'cause she's the one who killed the Easter Bunny." Yes, my mommy killed the Easter Bunny, my mommy killed him dead. My daddy laughed, but it wasn't funny, as the tires crushed his head. Now you can't imagine how I felt like a jerk. No, no, don't laugh, it wasn't funny, when I had to stand in front of the staff at work and admit, yes, it was my mommy who killed the Easter Bunny. She killed the Easter Bunny.